This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. He was the commander of the International Space Station. Please welcome Chris Hadfield. Chris, welcome to Ask Me Another.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Yes, I'm glad to have you. Thanks. You are the first Canadian to command the International Space Station.
It's true.
Your last mission was 5 months long, and it was about 5 years ago now.
That's all correct.
Okay, so right when you come off of a mission, what state is your body in?
Confused. Really, really yeah. Confused. You can't balance. You don't inherently know which way up is. If you stand up, your body has forgotten that your blood has weight. So it doesn't push it all the way up to your head, so you faint. So we actually wear, Spanx when we get back, so that it's squeezing the bottom of you the whole time to get the blood up to your head.
Yeah.
And then it takes some things. You get back in a couple days, you feel okay. About a month, you feel normal. Took about 4 months for running to feel right, but a year and a half to grow my skeleton back.
I can't just let that go. Grow your skeleton back?
Well, yeah. I had a skeleton. It was just brittle. We've actually had a couple astronauts fall and break their hip within a few months of getting back, so we're careful. And when you first get to space, they have a look at how your body's adapting to being weightless. And so they want all your body fluids when you get there. They collect your urine when you first, and that's something else you probably want to ask about. But they collect... What we found is the first time you pee in space, your urine is already full of your skeleton, of the minerals and calcium that's in your skeleton. Your body senses right away that it doesn't need to build this heavy skeleton to fight gravity if
right.
There isn't any.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Wow. So you're a kid, you're 10 years old, and maybe like a lot of kids, you were inspired and you were like, I want to be an astronaut.
Yep.
At what point in your life did you find yourself saying, oh my goodness, I'm really going to be an astronaut?
I decided when I was 9 to try and turn myself into one, but it's so far in the future, especially if you're Canadian. It's like, I mean, come on. You know, Canadians, we watch people fly in space. We don't fly in space. And but I thought, you know, well, I'm going to work on it, but I'm never going to count on it. And so, in fact, even though you're pursuing it, and even when one day you get the phone call from the president of the Canadian Space Agency saying, would you like to be an astronaut, you still think it's sort of a trick. And you never actually allow yourself to believe that you're going to be an astronaut until you've gotten into the rocket and the engines have worked and they blast you into space and the engine shut off. And you look around and you go, I am here. This is for real. I am an astronaut right now. It's pretty cool.
So do you miss space?
No. No. I mean, I love the experience. It was great. I served as an astronaut for 21 years. Great. Fascinating. I couldn't get up early enough every single day. It's a really interesting, challenging job. But I don't spend a lot of time missing stuff. You know,
yeah.
I'm really interested in what's going on right now. Like, there's this three-part rocket that's the biggest rocket in the world that is big enough to take things and people to Mars. That's going on. The Chinese are landing something on the far side of the moon this year that is not only to try and understand that part of the universe, but they're landing life, a little capsule that has silkworm and a potato in there. I think they got that from the Martian. But in truth, it's a little biosphere that the Chinese, they're trying to see if you just provide water and heat, if that will sustain and reproduce and become a little living colony on the moon. We're at that stage now of not just seeing if we can get there, but starting to colonize another planet. That's what interests me. The stuff that's happening and coming up and being invented. I'm very pleased with the stuff I've had a chance to do,
yeah.
But I don't spend much time missing things. I think there's too much cool stuff going on to just reminisce.
And when you were on the International Space Station, you played guitar.
I did.
You obviously did this amazing cover of Bowie's Space Oddity, the first music video ever shot in space. I imagine you had to get some special clearance from NASA on that?
We didn't ask,
okay.
Actually. Nope. Sometimes forgiveness
yes.
is the better course.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it was just, actually my son sent me a note saying, hey, Dad, you should recover Oddity. It'd be really cool. I'm like, Oddity? The astronaut dies in Oddity. That is not a good song to sing up here, son. So my son said, I'll rewrite the words so the astronaut lives. Will you do it? So I did it. And then my son said, Dad, you got to make a video. You're in space, you know? And I said, I'm busy up here, you know? I'm not... But he said, if you don't do it, you'll regret it forever. So one Saturday for an hour, I floated around singing along with myself, you know, the audio recording of myself. And then my son and his buddy put that video together. And yeah, it came out really nice. And Bowie loved it, which was the best part.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it very, I mean, you're playing guitar. It must be very difficult to play guitar in space.
It's weird because guitars are designed to have gravity to hold it in place. Either you sit down and that curve on the bottom of the guitar goes on your knee, or the guitar is hanging on a strap. Gravity holds your guitar there. If you want to know what it's like to play guitar and sing on a spaceship, here's what I recommend you do. Put your guitar down next to the wall, stand on your head, stay on your head for 2 or 3 hours. No, really. So the fluid can shift to your head and fill up your sinuses and your make your tongue all swollen, just like it feels in space. And then while you're upside down, standing on your head, then pick up the guitar with no strap and play. That's what it feels. It's that weird and different, and you have to kind of relearn how to both sing and play up there.
So it must be very nice to play on ground.
It is nice to be back.
Yeah,
with the blood draining out of my head.
With the blood draining out of your head. So you're part of a new series on National Geographic called One Strange Rock, directed by Darren Aronofsky and hosted by Will Smith.
Yeah.
This showcases perspectives about Earth from people like you. Can you tell us more about it?
Darren Aronofsky is such an interesting artist. The way he sees things is different than most. And he put in the sort of overall guidance of how they should film it. And then Will Smith is just a lot of fun, of course. He's like plays the everyman and asking all the standard questions. I mean, when I was born, there was no such thing as an astronaut. No one had ever flown in space. It's still a brand new thing. And so therefore, seeing the world that way is new. And so for us to talk about what it actually looks like, an unfiltered, long-term view of the world, and talking through the scientific issues that make the world run, of how everything's interconnected, but showing it in a really compelling visual manner, it's just beautiful to watch. And it's coming out this year.
All right, Chris Hadfield, we know that you've had to answer some of the same questions about space quite often, so we thought we'd try to cover as many of them as we can in a space FAQ lightning round.
Okay.
So I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock, so try to keep your answers as short as possible, like just a few words, and here you go. Here's some quick-fire lightning round questions about space.
Okay.
Favorite space food?
Shrimp cocktail.
Interesting. What's the first thing you ate when you got back to Earth?
Pizza.
When you were in space, what Earth activity did you miss the most? All right. All right. Good. What other one?
Volleyball.
Okay. What does the International Space Station smell like?
A hospital.
In your opinion, Pluto, planet or not a planet?
Planet.
Good. Most realistic space movie?
Apollo 13.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
And finally, are there aliens?
Probably, because there's an unlimited number of planets. But we haven't found evidence yet, so we don't know. We're looking. That's why we're exploring. We want to answer that question.
Sounds like you had to say that because it's classified. So what do the aliens look like?
I can say whatever I want.
Okay, probably. Chris, many of us remember your cover of David Bowie's Space Oddity, but you also write original songs, and we are going to hear one of them now with accompaniment from Jonathan Colton. This song has a lot of personal meaning to you.
It does. It's an amazing place to write music when you're on board the spaceship with the world out the window. You're busy as can be, but late at night when I was supposed to go to sleep, there's a guitar permanently up there. And one day, just before I went to sleep, I played this little lick. And then I went to sleep, and I woke up the next morning, and I remembered it. By the end of the day, I'd completed this experiment, and I'd finished this song called Daughter of My Sins. And I recorded it that night. I stuck the iPad up on the wall of my quarters, trying to be quiet so it wouldn't wake up the other guys. But it's sort of a thoughtful look at how you get to where you are in life, some of the things that have happened, and the future that it holds for us all. Daughter of My Sins. You ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
I'm on this road, chasing tomorrow. I don't know where today has been. And I've been told that all my sorrows are just the daughter of my sins. I surely hope that you can find me there when I reach my journey's end. We'll talk of love and ties that bind me, and then I'll end up here again. Now I don't know if speed can help me, but I'm going fast as a man can. The sun goes down, darkness surrounds me, her shadow lies upon this land. I surely hope that you can find me there when I reach my journey's end. We'll talk of love and ties that bind me, and then I'll end up here again. You, sir. Really know what's wrong, what's right. My thoughts have followed through until the end. I'm turning back again. I'm on this road, chasing tomorrow. Lord, tell me where today has been. And I've been told that all my sorrows are just the daughter of my sins. They're just the daughter of my sins. They're just the daughter of my sins. Miss Lee, Miss Pretty.
Thank you.
Chris Hadfield will be back to play his Ask Me Another Challenge later in the show. Chris Hadfield, everybody.